What are the newest developments in your home?
The last time I read here, you've got dark green in the lounge, red in the dining room, blue kitchen, silver splashbacks. Is that still, or have you transformed it?
Still dark green in the lounge, still red in the dining room, but the kitchen has completely changed. We knocked a wall down, we lifted a ceiling, and we joined on to a conservatory and put in a breakfast bar and stuff. Our conservatory was not really being used very much, and so we opened it all up, and it looks great.
Yeah. So who does all the design? You do you put a lot of input into that, or do you have professionals come in?
Absolutely.
You're not a
My husband is a restaurateur, so the kitchen is very important to him. He doesn't cook in the restaurants, but he has a very strong interest in cooking.
Yeah.
And if we have friends around, he will cook rather than me.
Right.
I will do most of the day-to-day cooking and children's stuff, but he's more creative than me. So he likes to cook, but he likes to be part of the conversation when he's cooking, which is part of the reason why we opened all the kitchen up.
Okay.
So that he could cook, but equally, we could all be there with him.
Yeah.
So that was the most important reason for doing that.
Right. And so sort of on a scale of domestic goddess and what at one end and slummy mummy at the other, where would you put yourself?
Slummy mummy? Yummy mummy, you mean? Where would I put myself? I think I'm probably about a 7 or an 8 on the domestic goddess scale, because I am kind of obsessively clean with the kitchen. That was the only mistake we did, was to put in a black granite worktop.
Yeah.
Sorry, black marble worktop, and so it constantly shows any marks that you wipe for Britain.
Yeah.
So no, I like doing that. I like keeping it all clean, making it look nice.
Yeah.
But you know, the reality is, with 3 children, you have to kind of cut your cloth really.
Yeah.
So I think I hold it all pretty much together. As I say, I'm not the best cook in the house, but you know, my husband's got 4 restaurants, so it's really, that's his department.
Yeah. And are you still keeping up the dancing?
I don't dance now, not because I didn't want to. I'd love to have continued, but you know, when you've done 8 hours a day with a world champion one-to-one, it's very difficult to sustain that without him. And I don't live in London, I live in Glasgow, so there are obviously classes and things to go to, but can you imagine if I walked into a class? And the rest of the people thinking, oh, here we go. It's going to be a right show off. And it's quite an intimate thing, dancing like that. So my husband's not a dancer.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is no, I'm not dancing anymore.
Well, I presume that got you quite fit.
Got me very fit. I lost 1/2 stone.
Yeah.
And I got a 6-pack. Small one.
So are you keeping up that?
I was black and blue, though. I was bruised everywhere.
Yeah.
No, I've not kept that up. I mean, my sum total of exercise has gone back to what it was before I did Strictly, and that's dog walking and a bit of ice skating.
Right. And the theatre tour, is that still on? Is that still going on?
I'm still in the middle of the theatre tour.
Yeah. How's all that going?
I did, it's the Vagina Monologues. I did it last year all over Scotland, probably about 8 cities. This year, as it's only a year later, I'm amazed we're doing it again so quickly.
Mm.
4 cities this time. So I've done Glasgow and Edinburgh, starting Dundee next week, and then Perth after that.
Yeah. And that's quite a change in direction. Is that something you purposely did?
I did. You know, the wonderful thing about my job is that I get an opportunity to try really different things that your average person wouldn't get a chance to. So I think you should grab it with both hands.
Mm.
I'm not really into being part of reality shows per se, because I think, you know, enough is enough really. People don't really want to see me, or maybe they do want to see me and my personal habits, but I don't want them to see it. So that's why Strictly was the only one I would have considered really, I think, because you know, you're not living in a house together, you're just training, and you know, there are stressful moments, but it's all very civilised. Mm. So the tour for the monologues was a great idea. I think it's a show that's very well established. There's lots of girls have done it who are not actresses.
Mm.
So it was a chance to learn something really different and perhaps to raise a few eyebrows along the way.
And is it your intention to move into acting?
I have no intention to move into acting,
no.
Much as I've learned quite a lot from doing this, and I've certainly gained confidence in doing it. But I just can't see me suddenly becoming an actor, darling. dressing rooms are really skanky.
Did you have to read for that? Because presumably when people hire, they know what they're getting, but for that it's...
Yeah, I asked to see the script, and I looked at it and blanched. I thought, could I see that kind of stuff? Because in cold hard print, it's pretty brutal.
Yes.
And then I went to watch another cast doing it, and thought it was brilliantly funny, clever, sad, poignant, all of the above. And the beautiful thing from my point of view is that it's done on cards, all the scripts on cards, and you have to take the cards on with you. That's just the style in which it's done. So I always knew I had backup there if I really forgot lines or whatever. Thankfully didn't need it, though I did learn it.
And have you had good reactions to that?
Sold out all last year's tour. Sold out this year. It's sold out certainly for the weekends, and it's sort of 700 Tuesday to Thursday, which is great.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe it's still pulling in that sort of number. But
and would you do that tour down in the south as well, or is it just?
Oh, I would do it in the south actually. I don't mind. It's a different promoter in the south that does it. And the beautiful thing is, once you've done it. You know the script inside out. You can just go and do a week in some other city and with a different cast. It doesn't matter. It might be quite interesting because it's always interesting to hear someone else doing it, a script you know so well.
But at the moment, there's not plans for the South specifically.
No, not at the moment.
No.
Good.
Okay. And
I have to rewrite the script. Lots of Scottish terminology and humour in ours.
Yeah. Presumably, you're preferring to work up there.
Well, kind of. But I mean, Dundee is nowhere near. Me, yeah. I'm having to stay there anyway, so I may as well be could be anywhere. Glasgow and Edinburgh, that's fine.
Yeah. Are you able to take more things on now that your children are a little bit older?
Actually, it's the other way around. When the children were tiny, as a mother, you beat yourself up about it, thinking, I can't leave her, she needs me, she wouldn't have anyone else. It's just rubbish, really. She was fine with daddy or auntie or whatever. She's just as happy with them. It's only when they get older then they start needing your time more because, homework, after school activities, and they want your conversation and they want your input. So now it's needed more than ever.
And art, I read you're very keen on it, and obviously you did the programme about it.
I went to art school before I did television, and then very quickly realised I was going to be extremely poor for the rest of my life, which I didn't think was a good look for me. So I thought, actually, I might come back to this later, but not right now. And I left and went into modelling and television. And I always knew I'd come back to it. So about 11 years ago, I went back at night and did sculpture. And then I've had two other babies, so it stopped again for a number of years. And 2.5 years ago, I went back at night and do life drawing.
You're still doing that?
I'm still doing that.
Yeah. Got all your work up in your house?
I do actually.
Yeah.
I have two pieces of work in my house, and I'm pressurised to do so, of course. My husband's like, no, I want to see that. It's really good, it's really good. Can't get up to see my clothes off, his clothes off for me to draw him, though.
Are you going to sell it while you're.
No, I don't think so. No.
Darren Brown sells all his artwork in his website, doesn't he?
Does he?
Yeah, he's quite a good artist, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cartoon type. He does all these famous people, but he sells it on his website.
No, I don't think.
Your website's quite new, isn't it?
No, it's been for a little while now. But no, I don't think I'm good enough for that.
No.
I didn't do it for
no.
to make money. I didn't
no.
do it. I just did it because I like doing it.
Yeah. Okay. And anything? What else have you got coming up? Any more books?
Carol's Mother's Working Mum's Handbook has been republished. It came out about 3-4 years ago and seems to be still selling. So they've republished it, repackaged it.
Yeah.
Updated it, updated all the legislation that's in it, and it seems to be doing very well. No one's more surprised than me. That's the monologues tour finishes in April, and then I'm going to do a bit of travelling with, getting a life really. Television wise, not so much because I haven't seen anything that kind of interests me. That's the trouble. There's lots of offers, but they're not things I'd want to do.
No.
Lots of, would you go in the jungle? Would you go in this? Would you do that? You think, no.
Do you get up on that every year? Do you do this?
They've actually stopped asking me now the jungle, thankfully.
Yeah.
I've got the message at last.
I've got time for holidays. Or
yes, it's mostly holidays and travelling with girly trips and stuff.
Oh, that's lovely.
Are you wearing more glamorous clothing since you've done the dance?
I bought one of the dresses, actually.
All right.
That's
not the one on the Ideal Home poster.
No, they rented that for the show, for the photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
No. I did think about it, do I buy one that is I might be able to wear again? or do I buy one that's just so outrageous?
So
I went for the outrageous. Yeah, because you wear it again, all my friends said, well, you might wear it twice.
Yeah.
To a ball or something, you know, and that's it, really, isn't it? And I thought, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. I'll go for the ridiculous, skimpy Kylie Showgirl type with a massive pink tail and gloves and the works.
That's
but they're between £3,000 and £4,000 each one, so, because they're handmade for you. So.
Mm-hmm.
I have a photograph of me wearing it. It's on a tailor's dummy in my art studio. And I will bore my grandchildren rigid.
Right.
Wow. It's an eBay.
No, never.
No. It's not money. Oh,
that's probably
about
it. I suppose you haven't had a chance to look at that show yet, have you?
Not really, no. If I'm honest, not really, because you do, you know, interviews, photographs, whatever, but I've read plenty about it. So.
And you're down here for a long time, you've just come down?
No, I'm just. Well, I came down yesterday to do another show, and then and do this today. I combined the two, and then I'm back up this afternoon.
Have you seen Lawrence Quinn and Bowie lately? Or?
I haven't seen Lawrence for a while. He's doing the holiday programme a lot of the time, so he's away.
Yeah.
I think he's out of the country quite a lot. I see Andy, I speak to Andy quite a lot. He's on the same management as me.
Mm.
Last year we saw Justin Ryan and Colin Callis.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting interview then.
Oh, I can imagine.
Funny man, aren't they?
I see them a lot because they live in Glasgow.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, good fun now, aren't they?
Mm. Would you go do a programme with those two?
Not a chance.
They're a lot of fun, I think.
No, they'd irritate the hell out of me.
We barricade them and then they're trying to get
out
of
it. Oh, I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand them.
Always bickering this way.
Faffing around, bickering, and they just get it done.
So was really crossing out the colours of the wedding or something, the tables and the setting. It's like the carpet stains on the carpet, they have petals on the carpet to try and hide everything. God. Arguing with each other. It's quite funny.
Yeah, that's the arguing, I couldn't do that.
Good. Well, thank you
okay.
Very much for that.
Pleasure.
Brilliant.